Whispering Princess. Chapter 1.
I can't wait to see the castle, Rosie exclaimed, pressing her nose against the car window to stare out at the Scottish Highlands as the countryside zipped past. The mountains were purple with heather, their peaks wreathed in curling mist. They looked magical. I wonder if Great Aunt Rosamond has decorated the Great Hall, Rosie continued thoughtfully. She said she might. It'll be cold now it's autumn, so we'll have to light the fire in there every evening. It will be just like medieval times, with the flames leaping and crackling, and I'll be just like a real princess. Rosie's mum turned round in the passenger seat. You'll have to start behaving like a real princess from now on then, she said, smiling. Well, Great Aunt Rosamond does call me her little princess, Rosie reminded her. Although I don't think princesses have hair like mine, she sighed, as she tried to smooth down her wild, reddish-brown curls. Does that mean I'll be a prince? Asked Rosie's 5-year-old brother, Luke, pulling a face. I'd rather be a footballer. You're just a pest, Rosie laughed, grabbing Luke and tickling him. Stop it, Luke squawked, wriggling in his seat. He grabbed a handful of Rosie's long curls and tugged. Ow! Rosie squealed and released her brother. Luke peered out of the window. Dad, are we nearly there yet? He asked impatiently. Mr. Campbell rolled his eyes.
If I had a pound for every time you've asked that question, I'd never have to work again.
Really?
Luke asked, his blue eyes wide, while Rosie laughed.
Isn't it just like Rosamond to go off travelling the world at the drop of a hat? Mr. Campbell remarked admiringly. She's the most adventurous person I know.
Rosie nodded in agreement. Bright and breezy, adventurous and fun, Great Aunt Rosamond, with her floaty scarves, jingling bracelets and long, flowing skirts, was Rosie's favourite relative. For the last 3 summers, she had been to stay with her great aunt, and there was never a dull moment. The last time had been on Rosie's 9th birthday, a few months ago. They had ridden on horseback across the hills, sailed on the icy waters of the loch, and picnicked in the heather, watching the birds and the deer with binoculars. But best of all were the magical stories her great aunt told as they sat snugly by the roaring fire in the great hall every evening.
A story's not a story unless it's full of magic and mystery, Great Aunt Rosamond always said.